The Masthead, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. This issue, July 2023. Support mariners and seafarers and have a blast doing it. 2023 SCI Mountain Challenge. ISC chaplains assist seafarers during Port Newark fire. CMA director participates on panel about workforce concerns. CME announces new promotions. Thank you to our corporate sponsors. Support mariners and seafarers and have a blast doing it. 2023 SCI Mountain Challenge Update website launch. Who's leading the philanthropy challenge? Seamus Church Institute has officially launched its 2023 Mountain Challenge website. The site now features access to team registration and sponsorship information and all the event details you will need, such as gear, maps, competitors, and other important logistics. Everything you need to know to take the challenge. This premier industry event, held once every 2 years, offers a chance for maritime industry colleagues to join together in friendly competition and to push their physical limits in support of mariners who face extreme conditions and isolation as they keep our modern way of life afloat. Mount Snow, Vermont, September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Make a difference in the lives of mariners. Join your colleagues on the mountain. Take the challenge. Who's competing in the Mountain Challenge? 2023 Mountain Challenge teams, ACBL, Adam Davis Law Firm, Artco ADM, Savage American Patriots, American P&I Club, Waterways Warriors, American Waterways Operators, Scrambled Legs and Aiken, Blank Rome, Cargo Carriers, Cargill, Cargill 2, Cargill 3, Cargill 4, The Three Celtic Tiers, Celtic Marine and Logistics, Celtic 1, Celtic Marine and Logistics, CC, Cooper Consolidated, Where He At, Cooper Mooring, CTC Team, Campbell Transportation Company, OFM Mountaineers, Dalton, McKeon Family, DNB Markets Incorporated 1, DNB Markets Incorporated 2, DNB Markets Incorporated 3, Farrell Smith O'Connell Arsheim Arprins LLP, First Citizens Bank, Celtic One Guard North America Inc., Genesis Marine LLC, Lockton, Magnolia Fleet LLC, Full Head of Steamship, McAllister Towing, Steamship Mutual P&I Club, McAllister River Pilots, McAllister Towing, Lost Sailors, MTI Network USA, Munich Re, Munich Travelers, Munich Re America, North Standard 1, North Standard 2, Pangaea Mountaineers, Pangaea Logistics Solutions, LTD, the Schulte Summiteers, Schulte Group, the Schulte Speedsters, Schulte Group, the Mountain Lion, Seward & Kissel, LLP, Signal Mutual, TK, TK Shipping, USA, Team Tradewinds, Tradewinds Towing, Team UBS, UBS, Suits, Waterways Council, Incorporated, Go West, West P&I, Team ZGC, Zenno Grain Corporation. Thank you to our 2023 lead event sponsor, Cargill. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsorship opportunities for this event or for more information, please email mountainchallenge@seamanschurch.org or call 212-401-4027. SCIMountainChallenge.org. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. ISC chaplains assist with seafarers during Port Newark fire. SCI chaplains have been working with and on behalf of the 28 seafarers of the Grande Costa d'Avario, the ship that caught fire in Port Newark on July 5th. These seafarers had to abandon ship immediately, leaving their belongings and visa papers behind. Since they have been unable to leave the hotel, SCI chaplains continue to check in regularly and provide for their requests, including toiletries, backpacks, duffel bags, and much-needed clothing. These items were purchased through SCI's SOS Fund for Seafarers, an emergency fund SCI established during COVID and sustained by the kindness and generosity of our donors. Help us support mariners and seafarers. CMA Director participates on panel about workforce concerns at Marine Industry Day. Center for Mariner Advocacy, Seamen's Church Institute. Phil Schilfen, director of SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy, recently attended the Greater New Orleans Port Safety Council Harbor Safety Committee's Marine Industry Day. While in attendance, Phil participated in a panel where the panelists shared their thoughts on addressing the current mariner shortages experienced by the inland marine industry. Phil had two key industry recommendations for consideration: better image and messaging around opportunities and expanding the pool of potential applicants. Towards enhancing the industry's image and messaging to attract potential workers, Phil emphasized the importance of effective marketing. There are too many potential employees who are simply unaware of the opportunities available. The second step related to image is more complex: identifying issues that cause new hires to leave. The inland marine industry needs to find ways to address those issues so that more recent hires and potential new hires view jobs in maritime as good jobs that should be sought after and kept if one is fortunate enough to earn a position. Concerning expanding the pool of potential applicants, Phil noted that historically, mariners in the inland marine industry have been predominantly white males. But due to ongoing changes in overall demographics, the percentage of white males in the U.S. workforce is decreasing. And while there are many cultural and sound reasons to actively promote open positions to more diverse populations, this changing demographic also makes it a priority. Phil stated that while the industry has made progress in recruiting for diversity, there is still work to be done in this area. Gender representation, he noted, remains a significant concern. With women comprising nearly half of the U.S. labor force, they only represent a slender fraction of the mariners currently working. Phil stressed the importance of better recruitment and retention strategies to attract and retain women as mariners to meet future demands effectively within the industry. Center for Maritime Education. Promotions announced at SCI's Center for Maritime Education. The Center for Maritime Education has announced two promotions. Based in Houston, Captain Thomas Shivers has been promoted to Senior Instructor. He will now be working with both Assistant CME Directors in Houston and Paducah to train and mentor new instructors and contract employees. Captain Shivers has been charged with cross-training staff, curriculum review, and oversight of new simulations, ensuring the consistency of training methods and techniques between both centers. Captain Jacob Horman has been appointed to Assistant Director, CME Paducah. His new role will have him responsible for the center's day-to-day operations and continuing to serve as a simulator operator and classroom instructor. Congratulations! Thank you, donors and attendees. Once again, thank you to our donors and attendees of the 2023 Silver Bell Awards Dinner. What a remarkable evening. With almost 500 attendees, your generosity helped the Seamen's Church Institute raise over $700,000 to sustain our ongoing mission supporting seafarers and mariners. If you're reading this print version of the masthead for July 2023, click on the orange button, View the 2023 SBAD Photos. You'll see literally dozens upon dozens of photos taken at the Silver Bell Awards Dinner. Taken on Chelsea Pier, number 60, New York City, June 8, 2023. Photography by Leo Sorrell. There are 205 photos. From the SCI Archives. It's National Anti-Boredom Month and International Chess Day. Boredom remains a serious mental health hazard for boat workers on rivers and oceans, exacerbated by their isolation. For seafarers staying at SCI's hotel at 25 South Street between jobs, we offered a library, writing materials, and a well-stocked game room. Photo and anecdotal evidence suggests that checkers, cribbage, and pool were the most popular games, but chess held its own. Many thanks to our corporate partners. Our sustaining sponsors are the American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Our supporting sponsors include the American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, and Tote. our contributing in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Seamus Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, sign up by completing the subscription with your email address, your first name and last name, and hit the yellow button, sign up. The Seamus Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Brought to you this month's July 2023 masthead. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Until next month, bye-bye.